In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Children, it is now first Friday of the month, and the first Friday of each month is always dedicated to Sacred Heart of Jesus. And after the Mass, before the benediction, we say a short litany in honor of the Sacred Heart, who has loved us so much that he was willing to have a true heartache so that we could be saved from our sins. And today's saint, Saint Bruno, was one of God's saints who truly wanted to love God more and more each day, because God has loved us so much more than we ever could. Saint Bruno lived in the 11th century, and he's famous of establishing a very strict order of monks called the Carthusian order. He was not monk originally, because he was a very famous priest and very famous teacher in his own country of France. And in fact, for 18 years, he taught other men and tried his best to lead them closer to God. That's what all of us should do also, children, that all the people who are around us, we would need to do everything we can to make them love God more and more. But Saint Bruno, he really was not happy of living life as a teacher, because he had such an ardent love for God that he wanted to be dedicated totally in this kind of worship to God Almighty. His own heart began to long to be alone with Jesus, so he abandoned one day all his good positions as a teacher and as a churchman, and he retired into a desert, just like Saint John the Baptist did, and established a monastery there in a land called Chartreuse. And from this deserted land, his order, the Carthusians, got its name. And that is Saint Bruno, and his monks were very happy there. They were working their fields, fasting and praying, all hidden from the eyes of the world, to be alone with God, whom they loved so much. Saint Bruno, still, he remained famous and well-liked among men, so Pope called him one day to Rome and said that he would be made Pope's advisor. Saint Bruno was not happy of this, because he loved of being monk so much, but because it was his superior who told him to move to Rome, he obeyed without any hesitancy. And after he had served the Pope for a few years, he was finally allowed to go back to live as a monk in a monastery. So Saint Bruno died later in exactly the way he had wanted to live, all alone with his good God, and whom he loved so much that he wanted to give up his life for him. And Saint Bruno, we can know from his letters, was always very cheerful man, and he never wanted to see any one of his monks sad. And Saint Bruno describes the hard life of the monks in delightful expressions, and urged any friends whom he wrote to come and see themselves how happy we are worshiping God. Dear children, God loves very much those who serve him with joy, that is, with a joyful heart. Our Lord's Sacred Heart, when he was suffering on the cross, that was very sad, because so many people were committing sin. But our hearts need not to be sad anymore, because Jesus has resurrected and promised us heaven in return for our love to him. So make a decision that you, when you grow up, you will be glad and joyful Catholics, not gloomy or gloomy, or those who make other people see religion as something which causes sadness. A true Catholic is a happy Catholic, joyful in his heart, and always good and kind to others. Because if we truly love God, that is, we are joyful that he has saved us, we want to make other people to love him as well. God can read your hearts, and he knows if you truly love him or not. And Saint Bruno used to say, try and you will see how sweet and rewarding it is to serve God with all the love of your heart. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.